What holds us in place and asks us to linger? Something of the senses, perhaps. A sound, a smell, something we want to touch.
Personally, when I read through a magazine, ads are so distracting to me, are always something that I wish wasn't there.
That's Anna Powell Teeter, one of a pair of young professional women in photography, advertising, graphic design, and journalism, who write, edit, and publish Driftless, an elegant print magazine about people, places, and storytelling from 12 Midwestern states, along the Ohio River to the Canadian border, and to the middle of the prairies. Teeter and the magazine's co-founder, Leah Fithian, are committed to showcasing simple, timeless design by artisans, farmers, and community-building entrepreneurs.
Leah and I met in Bloomington. We both attended the photography program at IU. She's a few years older than me, and so I met her not through school, but actually after. I joined the Driftless Project about a year into its existence. So she and Shelley Westerhausen founded it, and then I quickly joined once I heard about it and wanted to be involved in it. The two of us just felt like there wasn't a proper platform for Midwest creatives and wanted to highlight what made this region so special and all of the people who were choosing to intentionally stay here and create work in this region. I know when I graduated, a lot of my friends and colleagues were moving to the East or West Coast, which seemed like a very natural direction for me to go. But I'd really found a sense of community in Bloomington that I loved and just didn't feel like I could leave quite yet. Staying in the Midwest was really important to me, staying close to home and my family and friends and loved ones.
The two young women have an unusual relationship as business partners, since Leah Fithian lives and works in Chicago, Illinois, and Anna Powell Teeter has stayed in Bloomington, Indiana. Anna came to the WFIU studios to tell us how they've managed to put out 9 issues of Driftless since 2014.
The first issue, we raised money via crowdsourcing to be able to publish the first issue. From there, it's been a self-sustaining project. We sell enough copies to be able to print the next one and so on and so forth, so it's continued to grow. We do 2 issues a year. We do a spring and summer edition and then a fall and winter edition.
So you got the funding together initially through crowdsourcing. Which platform did you use?
We used Indiegogo. The campaign lasted a few months and we were funded by friends and colleagues and other people around the Midwest.
I'm going to read a bit from Wikipedia about the geographical Driftless region. The Driftless area is a region in Minnesota, Wisconsin, northwestern Illinois, and northeastern Iowa that was never glaciated. Its rugged terrain is due to the lack of glacial deposits, or drift. So here in South Central Indiana, from about Morgan County on south, we're also in a Driftless area because the glacier stopped somewhere north of Martinsville.
The Driftless area is a really, really beautiful part of the Midwest. It seemed like a very good representation for the magazine, but then we also kind of conceptualized the term to talk about creative people and individuals who choose to stay here instead of maybe drifting to the East or West Coast.
That's wonderful. So people who don't drift away, but who stay.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you're looking for creatives in this whole area. Did you have all 12 states in mind when the concept started?
Our Midwestern region and how we defined it was one of the very first things that we did. It's always been these 12 states from the beginning. It's sometimes a little bit of discrepancy over, oh, that's not a part of the Midwest, or this is a part of the Midwest. So we had to kind of create our own definition, and it is a very standard definition of the core Midwest. Not every state is always represented in every single issue, but they all are represented at some point.
How do you and Leah manage as long-distance business partners? Because she's still in Chicago, correct?
Correct. So she moved to Chicago a few years ago. At first, that was a little frightening, just to not know how we were going to kind of have to change our workflow. But it has actually been a really valuable thing to have her in Chicago because the business in the magazine has representation in 2 states. We can be more places as a publication. You know, she can be at events in Chicago meeting people. I'm still here in Bloomington going to events and doing things like this. And so we have a lot of phone calls and a lot of FaceTime dates. We're always texting back and forth. We build the magazine usually over a video chat. Kind of set aside a few hours every week and just work on it together. we so value the expertise of our readers and our contributors and really rely on them to be the experts in their area. Since it's two of us creating this magazine, we can't be everywhere at once and we can't know everything about the 12 Midwestern states.
You know, you both were recently on the road doing a promotional tour for issue number 9. What do you do on those tours?
So when we're between issues, such as right now, so when we've published issue 9 and our submissions are currently open for issue 10, we spend as much of that time as we can traveling, going to different craft fairs or art shows, and we set up a booth with like all of our issues. We get to introduce the publication to new people. We get to meet other artists in different areas. It's a lot of fun for us to be able to share the project with people, and I think that when you see the magazine in person and get to hold it and flip through it versus seeing the cover image on our website, it's a really different experience. And so far this summer, we've been in Chicago and Cincinnati and here in Bloomington and Indianapolis. This weekend, we're heading up to Wisconsin, back to the Driftless area. And so we're going to be traveling around, meeting people, visiting our stockists and retailers who sell our magazines. Always very fun for us, so we try and do that as much as possible.
This is another part of Teeter and Vidian's vision for Driftless. The magazine is something people want to slow down for, pick up, and explore.
The paper and the image quality, the printing quality of this thing is just spectacular. Why is it being printed in Spencer, Indiana? Who is that printer?
Our printer is World Arts in Spencer. They did such a beautiful job. The appearance and the way it feels in your hands is really, really important to us. We aim to create a magazine that is kind of a work of art within itself. And so we hope that when you read it, it will live on your coffee table or your bookshelf, or it will be gifted to a friend after it's read. The whole project is absolutely rooted in Midwestern values, which Leah and I were both raised on. You know, be honest, be kind, be useful, be responsible, respect everyone, work hard. The people that we feature in this magazine definitely encompass those values as well. The craftsmanship of the work that we publish is just so beautiful. We just felt like we had to do it in the most beautiful way possible.
A way that people in our listening area can pick up the magazine is usually at a cafe or a retailer or a gallery. Is that a specific marketing strategy, or to go there instead of bookstores?
We would like to be in as many different shops and locations as possible. The environment which people do get to experience the magazine is important, but I think more important than that is just that they get to experience it at all. We are always trying to expand our readership and the number of stores that have our magazines. And we do get a lot of submissions and readers who contact us being like, I just found your magazine at this bookstore or Rainbow Bakery or wherever they come across it. And that's just a huge valuable thing for us because that's another person who reads it. That's another person who knows someone who'd be a perfect fit for the magazine. Another one of those Midwestern things, word of mouth and telling friends and sharing it with people that you know. Right now, the magazine is stocked throughout the Midwest. We don't have any retailers outside the Midwest currently. And that's something that we are absolutely open to. It's just we don't exactly know how it's going to be received outside the Midwest. So we have not traveled outside the Midwest promoting the magazine yet.
Yet.
Something we would love to do, but I think we still feel like we need to strengthen our representation in this region.
I noticed that in Driftless, you name all of your sponsors, and they're all human beings. There are no businesses as sponsors, and there are no ads in Driftless. How does this work for you financially?
So the sponsors listed on our website are actually the people who initially helped us fund issue 1. So they were the people from the very beginning who believed in the project and were excited about the project and helped us get going. They will always remain on our website, and we are forever grateful to them. We are an ad-free magazine, which we definitely pride ourselves on. Back to when we were talking about the design and the overall aesthetic of it, putting advertisements in the magazine was just something that we did not want to do. We didn't want to distract the reader at all from the content that we were publishing, and we wanted this entire piece to be its own kind of independent piece of art. Obviously, that's a harder business model to sustain. So we do sell our magazine at a premium price point, thinking that our readers would rather pay a little bit more for an issue and receive 100 pages of content versus it being $5 and then having 40% of the magazine be advertisements. That was just a decision we made from the beginning, knowing that it was not the easiest decision, but we are just a self-sustaining business and we work really hard to sell our back issues to be able to pay for new issues, and it's worked out really well so far.
Since you do write about people who are running enterprises, whether it's like a production studio or galleries or a restaurant or a farm or a retail store for beautiful objects. How do you walk that line between journalism and advertising or advertorial?
Yeah, and that's a really good question. We are a contributor-based magazine. Leah and I create about 3 to 4 features per issue, and that is individuals or businesses that we know about or we find out about and that have a really unique and interesting story that we just really want to tell. So we go about features typically in the interview format. We do sometimes get comments about that, people thinking that those are ads, just kind of in an indirect way, but they are stories that we just want to tell and businesses that we want to feature. There are no direct advertisements in it, and anyone is welcome to submit to it and try to get their work featured in it, I guess. Leah and I are both photographers, so naturally we have a lot of images through our travels in the Midwest that we publish. And written work is something that we are now starting to receive more and more of. Our most recent issue definitely has the highest amount of written work that we've ever published, including a really beautiful piece of fiction. Typically, we receive more personal narratives or writing about a sense of place through a city guide or an interview format.
Can you say where issue 10 is going to take us?
Issue 10 will be our fall and winter issue. It's still very much in the works, and so we're still collecting submissions from people all over the Midwest. We're just now starting to piece it together. We do have a few pieces that we are really excited about that we've received as submissions for previous issues that we've been saving and holding on to. I think I'd like to encourage everyone to submit work that they have. I think that people oftentimes feel like the work isn't complete enough or good enough, and that's just not true. Even if they don't send us a complete submission, we can very easily add that into a bigger feature on makers in that area or a city guide. And so there's always room for collaboration with us to create content. I think that's something that I would just love to see more of, people just reaching out to us and letting us know about the work that they're creating.
You've been listening to an interview with Anna Powell Teeter, co-creative director of the magazine Driftless. You can preview the non-tangible version of Driftless at www.readdriftless.com. For WFIU Arts, I'm Shane Lauder.